Welcome to Future Skills 2022 project, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills needed in the labour market. My name is Claudia Miskowicz and I work for ARID Association. The podcast concerns complex problem solving. Ms. Katarzyna Wojtanowicz is with us today. She is an assistant professor at the Pontifical University of John Paul II in Krakow at the Institute of Social Work. We have chosen Ms. Wojtanowicz because she is responsible for mediation in the social welfare system. She can tell us a lot about the topic of complex problem solving. How does the process of problem solving look like?
The process of problem solving is connected to a few possibilities. We can negotiate what it means to independently approach the solution of a difficult situation. We can invite a third party as support. It will be a process of mediation. We can also seek assistance from external arbitrators, which will tell us how to resolve a difficult situation thanks to their authority. It is most advantageous to use our own skills and to take responsibility for a difficult situation, therefore, we should try to negotiate, meet our partner, talk about the problem and how each of us sees the situation, then look for the possible solution together. If it is impossible, too difficult, because difficulties are often accompanied by emotions, which can disturb the possibility of communication, we can ask a third party for help. If it was insufficient, we could appeal to an arbitrator who would resolve the difficulty and direct our solutions.
What are the methods of complex problem solving?
As I said, these are negotiation, mediation, arbitration. The court can also settle statements or accept arguments of one of the parties. I do not usually encourage to involve the court. I think that it is better to take the responsibility for the problem and try to resolve difficult situations on our own. The most advantageous are negotiations and mediations. An impartial, neutral mediator is able to support us in reaching an agreement and working out the solutions which will be satisfying for both parties.
Could you give an example of how to use these methods of solving problems?
We can ask for the opinion or expertise to an external person who could give an opinion on a particular situation. We can also use this statement as the grounds for our solution. But very often there is a situation when both parties look for their own experts and their statements can be contradictory. So if there is no will for cooperation, for creating a common statement and looking for common points of view, common needs, common benefits which may arise from resolving the difficulties, then arbitration can be problematic too, because parties are looking for two contradictory opinions, and the difficult situation will not be resolved. So, all these methods of solving difficult situations are conditioned by openness and attitude on reaching an agreement.
Could you give an example of complex problem solving?
A practical example can be some dispute regarding performance of an agreement. We have agreed to implement some project. Let's say one party is not fully satisfied with the realization of the contract, believes that the amount it has paid for the service is overstated. The party previously concluded this contract, and after the work is completed, it turns out that it is not fully satisfied with the performance of the contract. It often happens that ultimately, due to the impossibility of reaching agreement, the case goes to court. In such a case, as part of negotiations and cooperation, we can sit at one table, talk about our expectations, needs, identify the subject of the dispute. Then each of the parties has the possibility to propose solutions which in the preliminary stage will be just propositions, not ready answers which will be sanctioned. This stage of gaining an agreement shows various visions and perspectives. A good example can be a dispute over the execution of a roof. It turned out that after some time the color of the roof tiles has faded and the client is dissatisfied. The contractor says, "It is not my problem. The warranty period has not expired yet, but the contractor is playing down this problem. But the aesthetics dimension has great importance for the client. In a moment when these two sides of a problem meet, when they tell each other about their needs, it will turn out that they can find a value which will be a value for the future for each of these two sides. For the client the value will be a house without any fault, and for the contractor the value will be that the client will not spoil the opinion of him for the future, that he is a contractor who does not meet the warranty period. When we manage to make the client and the contractor aware of this value which is higher than the dispute itself, working out a solution will be easier. Moreover, we can achieve additional benefits, a good opinion about the contractor, willingness for future cooperation, recommending the contractor, because despite emerging problems, the contractor fixed them in accordance with the contract.
Thank you very much. Our guest was Ms. Katarzyna Wojtanowicz. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook and to visit our website www.fs2022.eu.